Sakta Heilige Mishnah Vayter. I think this is the first time since we're doing Mishnayos we can say this. We're up to Perig Lamed. Baruch Hashem. Kapitel Lamed Pasuk Aleph Masechtis Kelim. Midin Taira Klei Zchuchas Glass Kelim Not Mekabel Tumah. The Chachamim were geyser, they're Mekabel Tumah because it's made out of earth and it's similar to Kli Cheres. Sakta Mishnah. Klei Zchuchas, when it comes to glass Kelim Pshutayen. Let's say a flat piece of glass. You can't put anything into it. Tahirin, it's not makabel tumah. Glass kelim aren't roy to be makabel tumah unless they have a base kibble, unless you could put something inside. Similar to kli cheres. Although there are differences between kli cheres and klei zchuchas. While kli cheres can only become tummy from the inside, not from the outside, not if the tumah touches the outside, by glass there's no such din. If the dead sheretz touches the outside, the glass keli would become tummy. So, if there's no clay kibble, it doesn't become tamei. Umekablein, but those that do have a base kibble, meaning you could put things inside, tameim. They are roi to be mekabel tumah. Maybe you remember from Perik Beis Mishnah Aleph, we kind of learned this already. But the Matur says, we're repeating it over here because the Mishnah wants to establish other halachis in regard to a clay zchuchis, so the Mishnah reminds us of what the halacha of the glass keli is. If it has a base kibble, it's mekabel tumah. If it doesn't have a base kibble, it's not. Zakta Mishnah Vayter, Nishbaru. If these kelim broke after they became Tamei, the din is Taheru. The broken pieces are tar from their Tumah, and they're not going to be Mekabel Tumah anymore. Chazav Asa Mehen Kelim. If you took the broken pieces and made new kelim out of it, so Mekabel and Tumah, but Mikana Lahaba. It'll be Mekabel Tumah from this point and on. In other words, the old Tumah doesn't come back. But if it becomes Tamei now, it'll become Tamei. Now remember, in regard to metal kelim, there's a gzeda. You do it after they break, and you put it together, like we learned in Perig Yud Aleph, the old tumah comes back. But there's no such gzeda by glass. Once it breaks, it's tar, the old tumah does not come back. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Hatavla v'yizkutla shel zchuchas. So tavla is basically a table, a glass table. It's a low table. Yizkutla is a platter. Now, the table is flat. This platter is also flat. It has no base kibble. However, it has a base. And the base is a keli. So, again, we've had this before. Some bechers have it like. And the Bat Nura Taka says, Ke'en she'esh l'koyses shel kesev shel zchucha shalom. The bottom of the becher is like an upside-down becher with the opening at the bottom. That's the base of it. So, zok the Mishnah. Im yesh len lizbeis. A word we've had several times in this Masechta. If the top part of the keli has like a rim, then tamei. That makes it a clay kibble. In other words, the keli itself is not like a cup or a soup plate that goes down and comes up. But there is a rim around the flat area. And then it's a clay kibble. And if it's a clay kibble, it's mekabel tumah. Vayter zok the Mishnah. Shulei ka'ara v'shulei is kutla shel zchuchas. So getting back to what we said before. The plate has a base, which is like an upside down plate. Underneath it. Again, like you see bechers have, like an upside down becher, underneath that's the base. The top part broke, so I turn it around, and I say, well, I can use the bottom part for a keli now, right? So zakta Mishnah, shulei kar, the base of the plate, or v'shulei iskutla, or the base of the platter, that is made of glass, the top part broke. So I want to turn it over and use the bottom part. I want to fill it up with coffee, wine, orange juice. Shaskina l'tashmish. I decide I'm going to use it by a bowl. I'll just turn it over. Zakta Mishnah Tahirin. Why? Because even if I turn it over, so what used to be the top is now at the bottom, and that's broken. It's going to hurt your hands when you touch it. Vayter Zakta Mishnah. Kirtzon oy shofan b'shufin. So let's say Taka, I made sure it shouldn't hurt my hands. I smoothed it out. Oy shofan b'shufin. I took a file, and I filed it down. So now I won't cut myself. Zakta Mishnah Tmein. And Chanami. Shufin is a keli that the metal workers used to use to scratch off rust or straighten out kelim. So chazing over our Mishnah. Glass kelim and not mekabel tumah in a Torah. The chacham were geyser tumah on glass kelim that have the base kibble because it essentially comes from the earth, so similar to kli cheres. However, unlike kli cheres we mentioned beforehand, they will become tummy if the tumah touches the outside. Now I'm going to add one more thing. Kli cheres, if you would dangle, let's say, a dead sheretz in the keli, but without actually touching the walls or the floor of the keli would become tummy. By glass, it has to physically touch it. by glasses, whether from the inside or the outside. Now, if the reason for the Tumah for Kli Zchochis is because it's similar to Kli Cheres, why doesn't it have the Halacha of Kli Cheres? So the Mefarshim explained, because you can see through it, so we're not mechalik the inside from the outside. It's like one thing. Hashem came by regular Kli Cheres said, you can see through, so the inside is one Halacha and the outside is a different Halacha. So let me ask you, Kli Cheres, you can't be Matar in a mikvah. If it becomes tummy, you have to break it. What's done with Kli Zchochis? So the Rambam says, here it's not like Kli Cheres. Here it's not like metal that you can toivel in a mikvah, it becomes tummy, but Kli Zchochis also, once it becomes tummy, you can't use it. Kli Zchochis, glass kelim that became tummy and it broke, becomes tahar. And even if you're going to somehow put the pieces together and form a different keli, you should know it stays tahar. It doesn't get back its old tumah. There's another difference between this and metal kelim. By metal, Chazal were geyser, if it breaks and you put it back together, the old tumah comes back. But over here, the old tumah to start with is only midrabanan, so they did not make this gezeir. If it breaks and you put it together, the old tumah does not come back, but it could become tummy from this point on. Then we spoke about flat pieces of glass, like a table or a platter, that they're tahar. If they have a rim, even though it's flat, it's tummy, because then it's effectively a clay kibble. You can put something inside. Zok the Mishnah Vayta, Asplakaria Tahira. Asplakaria is like a glass mirror. Marashel Zchuches, says the Batanur. It's not Makabal Tumah, and it's not Makabal Tumah, even if it has a base kibble, because it's not made to put things inside. Vayta, says the Mishnah, V'tamchu Shaso Asplakaria Tumah. Let's say I have a serving bowl, in this case a glass serving bowl, and I decided to turn it into a mirror. From now on, I'm not putting things into this bowl. It's going to be my mirror. Maybe he keeps it in his talis bag so he can check to see if his tefillin is on straight. Whatever it is, he's only using it for a mirror. Sakta the Mishnah Tummy. It's still right to be Makabal Tumah. Because the fact is, like once a bowl, always a bowl. By the way, a mirror that's made of metal is Makabal Tumah. Metal kelim don't need a base kibble to become tummy. Mishnah Chayna says the chiddush over here is, even though he took this bowl and cleaned it, and he may have worked on it, physically changed it a little bit, because now he wants it to be his mirror, we still say it's Makabal Tumah. However, if it's a bowl, but to start with, it was never intended to be used as a bowl. It was intended to be used as a kind of a fancy mirror. So then the din is tar, even though it has a clay kibble. Some say, even if Lumaisi puts things inside, but it was made for a mirror. Vayter zok the Mishnah, tarvet, a spoon. Shunoisnei ala shulchan. When you put it down on a table, it doesn't stay in one place. It tilts to one side. It wasn't made to stay in one place. Zok the Mishnah, im mekabel kol shehu. What would happen if I take a spoonful of soup and I put the spoon down on the table? It's going to tilt to the side. Some of the soup is going to spill, but some is going to stay there. So if some stays there, it's Makabal Kol Shehu, the din is Tame. It has the din of a keli that has a base kibble. But v'im lav. But if this spoon is shaped in such a way that it'll tilt and none of the soup is going to stay inside, Rabbi Kiva Metama, Rabbi Kiva says, look, Lamaisin has a base kibble. You can put things inside. When you hold a spoon, you keep things inside. But Rabbi Yechim and Rabbi Metayer, because he says, look, if it's not roi to be Makabal Tumah, when you put it down on the table, then it's considered something that does not have a clay kibble. So chazing over our Mishnah, a mirror is tahar, and it's tahar even if it has a base kibble, because it wasn't made to put things inside, it was only made to see yourself in it. If you have a bowl, and you decide you're not using this bowl anymore as a bowl, just as a mirror, like give you a mushal, you put it into your talis bag and say, no, I'm going to use it now to make sure my tefillin is straight. So like the Mishnah Tame, because originally it was set aside to be a bowl, that's what it was made for. But if it was made lechatchila to be a mirror, even though right now you could put things inside, it is tar. Then we spoke about a spoon you put on a table. It tilts a little bit. So like we said, let's say you fill up the spoon with soup and you put it on the table. It tilts, some of it spills. If something stays, in other words, you could put something in it, for sure it's tummy. But if everything would spill out, what's the dinner? Bekiva says, still tummy. Lamaisin has a base kibble. A spoon wasn't made to keep things in it when it's on the table. It's you hold it in your hand from the plate till your mouth, and then it works. So it's tummy. Rabbi Yechiel ben Nuri says, no. If it can't hold anything when you put it down, because it would tilt, it's tahar.